Dave Mason, live coast to coast on Deep Tracks, XM 40. I'm George Taylor Morris. We're in our Performance Theater 1. Thought we'd stop down for a minute. I have a few words with Dave. I guess you're out on tour. You got a fine band behind you.
We're always on tour.
So maybe you could start by introducing all these guys making this great music.
Well, we're here on bass and vocals, Mr. Alex Drizos. On rhythm guitar and vocals from, used to be with a band named Firefall for a long time, Mr. John Sambatero. On drums, driving this big rig down the road, Mr. Alvino Bennett. And the organ over here, Mr. Bill Mason. Yeah.
You touched on a traffic song that somebody in our General Motors group here had asked about, which was 40,000 Headmen.
Yes.
That goes back to those days with traffic, and you're living in that Berkshire cottage out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
So,
you'd have to ask Jim Capaldi about that one, because those are his lyrics. It's such a good song that I do it live.
When you got into that the first time, did you bother to ask him about that, or did you just look at him and say,
no,
this is where
it's going?
No,
Jim's always written great lyrics, kind of quirky lyrics.
You were 18 then. You guys
were 18 when we started traffic.
You guys were just kind of hanging out there, was that?
I was just about 19. Steve was 17.
A lot of fans think Alone Together was certainly one of your finest albums, one of your finest playing albums, and well written. Were those kind of like, I mean, there were a lot of bands that, like the Beatles, they went their separate ways and did solo albums. Were those songs that were kind of pent up from what you couldn't do with traffic when you moved on?
I was just out on my own, so they were songs that I was just writing. Alone Together, there were 8 songs on Alone Together. It took me about 2 years to finish all those songs.
A unique album package.
Yeah, you DJs had to play the whole thing because you couldn't see the tracks.
That's right. And you know, every one of the... Just for those of you who don't know, it was the first record that came out on vinyl that was...
multicolored.
It was psychedelic. Let me put it. They looked like bowling balls, basically. You can
right.
figure one of those...
It was like a bowl, exactly. Bowling,
but every one of them was different.
Yeah.
You know, we used to go over to each other's houses and kind of go, hey, mine's different than
that's
yours,
right.
man. Let's
well,
see
there was no
going.
Controlling the color in the press when they did them, so it was kind of a unique packaging.
From XM Satellite Radio and Deep Tracks, Dave Mason.